Today on Commuter Bible, the Lord has a few more guidelines for worship and celebration to give to the Israelites through Moses before he is laid to rest. It's Numbers chapters 28 through 30 and Psalm 35. This is Commuter Bible, the audio Bible podcast to match your weekly schedule. I'm your host, John Ross. As you may recall from our last episode, God has informed Moses that he is about to be gathered to his people, which is a nice way of saying, Moses, you're going to die. Before that happens, the Lord gives Moses final instruction and clarity on prescribed offerings and celebrations. We also get details on whether or not a vow is to be upheld, and who may determine whether or not it is to be kept. Numbers, chapters 28 through 30. The Lord spoke to Moses, "Command the Israelites and say to them, 'Be sure to present to me at its appointed time my offering and my food as my fire offering, a pleasing aroma to me.' And say to them, 'This is the fire offering you are to present to the Lord. Each day, present two unblemished year-old male lambs as a regular burnt offering. Offer one lamb in the morning and the other lamb at twilight, along with 2 quarts of fine flour for a grain offering. Mix with 1 quart of olive oil from crushed olives. It is a regular burnt offering, established at Mount Sinai for a pleasing aroma, a fire offering to the Lord. The drink offering is to be 1 quart with each lamb. Pour out the offering of beer to the Lord in the sanctuary area. Offer the second lamb at twilight, along with the same kind of grain offering and drink offering as in the morning. It is a fire offering, a pleasing aroma to the Lord. On the Sabbath day, present 2 unblemished year-old male lambs, 4 quarts of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering, and its drink offering. It is the burnt offering for every Sabbath, in addition to the regular burnt offering and its drink offering. At the beginning of each of your months, present a burnt offering to the Lord: 2 young bulls, 1 ram, 7 male lambs a year old, all unblemished, with 6 quarts of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering for each bull, 4 quarts of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering for the ram, and 2 quarts of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering for each lamb. It is a burnt offering, a pleasing aroma, a fire offering to the Lord. Their drink offerings are to be 2 quarts of wine with each bull, 1 1/3 quarts with the ram, and 1 quart with each male lamb. This is the monthly burnt offering for all the months of the year. And 1 male goat is to be offered as a sin offering to the Lord, in addition to the regular burnt offering with its drink offering. The Passover to the Lord comes in the first month, on the 14th day of the month. On the 15th day of this month, there will be a festival. Unleavened bread is to be eaten for 7 days. On the first day, there is to be a sacred assembly. You are not to do any daily work. Present a fire offering, a burnt offering to the Lord: 2 young bulls, 1 ram, and 7 male lambs a year old. Your animals are to be unblemished. The grain offering with them is to be of fine flour mixed with oil. Offer 6 quarts with each bull and 4 quarts with the ram. Offer 2 quarts with each of the 7 lambs and 1 male goat for a sin offering to make atonement for yourselves. Offer these with the morning burnt offering that is part of the regular burnt offering. You are to offer the same food each day for 7 days as a fire offering, a pleasing aroma to the Lord. It is to be offered with its drink offering and the regular burnt offering. On the 7th day, you are to hold a sacred assembly. You are not to do any daily work. On the day of first fruits, You are to hold a sacred assembly when you present an offering of new grain to the Lord at your festival of weeks. You are not to do any daily work. Present a burnt offering for a pleasing aroma to the Lord. 2 young bulls, 1 ram, and 7 male lambs a year old, with their grain offering of fine flour mixed with oil. 6 quarts with each bull, 4 quarts with the ram, and 2 quarts with each of the 7 lambs, and 1 male goat to make atonement for yourselves. Offer them with their drink offerings, in addition to the regular burnt offering and its grain offering. Your animals are to be unblemished. A sacred assembly in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, and you are not to do any daily work. This will be a day of trumpet blasts for you. Offer a burnt offering as a pleasing aroma to the Lord. 1 young bull, 1 ram, 7 male lambs a year old, all unblemished, with their grain offering of fine flour mixed with oil. 6 quarts with the bull, 4 quarts with the ram, and 2 quarts with each of the 7 male lambs. Also, offer 1 male goat as a sin offering to make atonement for yourselves. These are in addition to the monthly and regular burnt offerings with their prescribed grain offerings and drink offerings. They are a pleasing aroma, a fire offering to the Lord. You are to hold a sacred assembly on the 10th day of this seventh month and practice self-denial. Do not do any work. Present a burnt offering to the Lord, a pleasing aroma. 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 7 male lambs a year old. All your animals are to be unblemished. Their grain offering is to be of fine flour mixed with oil. 6 quarts with the bull, 4 quarts with the ram, and 2 quarts with each of the 7 lambs. Offer 1 male goat for a sin offering. The regular burnt offering, with its grain offering and drink offerings, are in addition to the sin offering of atonement. You are to hold a sacred assembly on the 15th day of the seventh month. You do not do any daily work. You are to celebrate a 7-day festival for the Lord. Present a burnt offering, a fire offering as a pleasing aroma to the Lord, 13 young bulls, 2 rams, and 14 male lambs a year old. They are to be unblemished. Their grain offering is to be of fine flour mixed with oil. 6 quarts with each of the 13 bulls, 4 quarts with each of the 2 rams, and 2 quarts with each of the 14 lambs. Also, offer 1 male goat as a sin offering. These are in addition to the regular burnt offering with its grain and drink offerings. On the 2nd day, present 12 young bulls, 2 rams, and 14 male lambs a year old, all unblemished, with their grain and drink offerings, for the bulls, rams, and lambs, in proportion to their number. Also offer 1 male goat as a sin offering. These are in addition to the regular burnt offering with its grain and drink and their drink offerings. On the 3rd day, present 11 bulls, 2 rams, 14 male lambs a year old, all unblemished, with their grain and drink offerings for the bulls, rams, and lambs, in proportion to their number. Also, offer 1 male goat as a sin offering. These are in addition to the regular burnt offering with its grain and drink offerings. On the 4th day, present 10 bulls, 2 rams, 14 male lambs a year old, all unblemished, with their grain and drink offerings for the bulls, rams, and lambs in proportion to their number. Also offer 1 male goat as a sin offering. These are in addition to the regular burnt offering with its grain and drink offerings. On the 5th day, present 9 bulls, 2 rams, 14 male lambs a year old, all unblemished, with their grain and drink offerings for the bulls, rams, and lambs, in proportion to their number. Also offer one male goat as a sin offering. These are in addition to the regular burnt offering with its grain and drink offerings. On the sixth day, present 8 bulls, 2 rams, 14 male lambs a year old, all unblemished, with their grain and drink offerings for the bulls, rams, and lambs, in proportion to their number. Also offer 1 male goat as a sin offering. These are in addition to the regular burnt offering with its grain and drink offerings. On the seventh day, present 7 bulls, 2 rams, and 14 male lambs a year old, all unblemished, with their grain and drink offerings for the bulls, rams, and lambs, in proportion to their number. Also offer 1 male goat as a sin offering. These are in addition to the regular burnt offering with its grain and drink offerings. On the eighth day, you are to hold a solemn assembly. You are not to do any daily work. Present a burnt offering, a fire offering as a pleasing aroma to the Lord. 1 bull, 1 ram, 7 male lambs a year old, all unblemished, with their grain and drink offerings for the bulls, rams, and lambs in proportion to their number. Also offer 1 male goat as a sin offering. These are in addition to the regular burnt offering with its grain and drink offerings. Offer these to the Lord at your appointed times, in addition to your vow and free will offerings, whether burnt, grain, drink, or fellowship offerings. So Moses told the Israelites everything the Lord had commanded him. Moses told the leaders of the Israelite tribes, "This is what the Lord has commanded. When a man makes a vow to the Lord, or swears an oath to put himself under an obligation, he must not break his word. He must do whatever he has promised. When a woman in her father's house during her youth makes a vow to the Lord, or puts herself under an obligation, and her father hears about her vow or the obligation she put herself under, and he says nothing to her, all her vows and every obligation she put herself under are binding. But if her father prohibits her on the day he hears about it, none of her vows and none of the obligations she put herself under are binding. The Lord will release her because her father has prohibited her. If a woman marries while her vows or the rash commitment she herself made are binding, and her husband hears about it and says nothing to her when he finds out, her vows are binding, and the obligations she put herself under are binding. But if her husband prohibits her when he hears about it, he will cancel her vow that is binding or the rash commitment she herself made, and the Lord will release her. Every vow a widow or divorced woman puts herself under is binding on her. If a woman in her husband's house has made a vow or put herself under an obligation with an oath, and her husband hears about it, says nothing to her, and does not prohibit her, all her vows are binding, and every obligation she put herself under is binding. But if her husband cancels them on the day he hears about it, nothing that came from her lips, whether her vows or her obligation, is binding. Her husband has canceled them, and the Lord will release her. Her husband may confirm or cancel any vow or any sworn obligation to deny herself. If her husband says nothing at all to her from day to day, He confirms all her vows and obligations, which are binding. He has confirmed them because he said nothing to her when he heard about them. But if he cancels them after he hears about them, he will be responsible for her commitment. These are the statutes that the Lord commanded Moses concerning the relationship between a man and his wife, or between a father and his daughter in his house during her youth. Psalm 35. Oppose my opponents, Lord. Fight those who fight me. Take your shields, large and small, and come to my aid. Draw the spear and javelin against my pursuers and assure me, I am your deliverance. Let those who intend to take my life be disgraced and humiliated. Let those who plan to harm me be turned back and ashamed. Let them be like chaff in the wind, with the angel of the Lord driving them away. Let their way be dark and slippery, with the angel of the Lord pursuing them. They hid their net for me without cause. They dug a pit for me without cause. Let ruin come on him unexpectedly, and let the net that he laid ensnare him. Let him fall into it, to his ruin. Then I will rejoice in the Lord. I will delight in his deliverance. All my bones will say, Lord, who is like you? Rescuing the poor from one too strong for him, the poor or the needy from one who robs him. Malicious witnesses come forward. They question me about things I do not know. They repay me evil for good, making me desolate. Yet when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled myself with fasting, and my prayer was genuine. I went about mourning, as if for my friend or brother. I was bowed down with grief, like one mourning for a mother. But when I stumbled, they gathered in glee. They gathered against me. Assailants I did not know tore at me and did not stop. With godless mockery, they gnashed their teeth at me. Lord, how long will you look on? Rescue me from their ravages. Rescue my precious life from the young lions. I will praise you in the great assembly. I will exalt you among many people. Do not let my deceitful enemies rejoice over me. Do not let those who hate me without cause wink at me maliciously, for they do not speak in friendly ways, but contrive fraudulent schemes against those who live peacefully in the land. They open their mouths wide against me and say, Aha! Aha! We saw it! You saw it, Lord. Do not be silent. Lord, do not be far from me. Wake up and rise to my defense, to my cause, my God and my Lord. Vindicate me, Lord, my God, in keeping with your righteousness, and do not let them rejoice over me. Do not let them say in their hearts, Aha, just what we wanted. Do not let them say, We have swallowed him up. Let those who rejoice at my misfortune be disgraced and humiliated. Let those who exalt themselves over me be clothed with shame and reproach. Let those who want my vindication shout for joy and be glad. Let them continually say, The Lord be exalted. He takes pleasure in his servant's well-being. And my tongue will proclaim your righteousness, your praise all day long. I've had a few people ask me recently if I do the music for the podcast. And the answer is yes, I do in fact write and record the music for the podcast. That's a big part of the fun for me. I use an array of acoustic instruments, samples, synths, percussion, drum machines, things like that, and pull it all together to make the music you hear in the show. That being said, today's episode was narrated and orchestrated by me, John Ross, and co-produced by Eric Williamson. Thanks for listening, and remember, happy is the one whose delight is in the Lord's instruction, and he meditates on it day and night.